Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio, the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
Live from Studio C.
See, senor.
It is a dimly lit room deep within the bowels of the Armstrong and Getty Communications compound, and on Little Friday, we're under the tutelage of our general manager.
Counter-revolutionaries. Anyone fighting back against the sick, woke movement. Are you with us?
Okay. How y'all doing? Welcome. Oh, the weekend's so close you can smell it from here. I think that smell is weekend. Not sure.
Smells like somebody heated fish in the lunchroom.
Yeah, it's not fish. It's not old fish. I think it's weekend that I'm smelling, which is very, very exciting. How y'all doing? The big headline that's broken since I got up this morning, the economic numbers are out and the economy is slowing down. Yahoo! Or boo! Or yay! Or damn it! I find it difficult to know how you're supposed to root for these things anymore, since every time the economy is growing at a rate that we want it to grow normally, I'm told that it's news that they haven't done a good enough job of slowing down the economy with the interest rates, so they can't lower interest rates. Now the economy's really slow, 1.6%, still growing, but I'm growing faster than 1.6%, I think.
Bad news is good news, and good news is the worst news.
But since we're only growing at 1.6%, which is slower than they're expected, I guess that means they've done a good job of slowing down the economy with high interest rates, so they could possibly lower them, which would be good. I don't know. It probably depends on your situation, too.
Wow, that's so interesting. I just read a great bit of analysis that was stating the opposite. The U.S. economy is growing too fast. It's too hot. We're taking on way too much debt, and it's all going to lead somewhere terrible.
Yeah, and I had this.
The debt part is undeniable.
Well, yeah, that one is undeniable. The other story I had yesterday that I'm not into economics enough to understand is we've got a lot of a large supply of money in the country. We have the most money floating around that we've had in over a year, and I guess that's bad news.
Inflationary, yeah.
Yeah, and that could definitely
more dollars chasing limited goods and services, right, yeah.
But the economy only growing 1.6% should be good news for inflation, shouldn't it? I don't know. I had a conversation with somebody yesterday. So it says here, the Wall Street Journal analysis of this is, American consumers are still spending heavily on health care, insurance, and other services, the Commerce Department said, but a slowdown in spending on goods such as cars and gasoline, as well as a decrease in business inventory investments, weighed down overall growth. Okay, fine. The whole consumers spending money, is this money we have? Are we putting on our credit cards? Are we spending more than we should? That I don't understand at all, given what inflation is. I was talking to a smart, successful businessman yesterday about how we were both just talking about how amazed we are when we go to McDonald's or wherever, what things cost, as everybody does. But, man, you know, I went to the Sphere in Las Vegas. Very expensive tickets. Jam-packed full. Restaurants full. Airplanes full. Just so I don't know. I have no idea. Does everybody just have a really good job and plenty of money to spend? Or I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, I'm never sure how to interpret personal anecdotal observations. Just,
but surely,
I mean, if 20% of America is doing quite well, that could explain it.
If you see the polling that says something like 75% of people think the economy is going the wrong direction, you wouldn't think the restaurants would be packed, would you?
No, I see your point. It's confusing. Getting back to our introduction about bad news is good news and good news is the worst news. You've got an exploding money supply, which is inflationary, but the growth has slowed significantly. The Wall Street Journal issuing serious, like the forced, alarm alerts about the debt and the rest. It just the swirling winds of the economy are difficult to interpret.
The swirling winds.
Like the sailor of old, Jack, buffeted by breezes from all directions.
If you're,
you don't know where the hell to turn the ship.
If you're running for president, though, if you are president, you don't want 2/3, 3/4 of people saying the economy is going the wrong direction. If you're challenging him, you do. There's no doubt about that. And that is a perception that, you know, is built on a whole bunch of different things that may or may not be accurate.
And it might be suggested that we're so polarized and tribal at this point that a certain number of people are going to say the economy's heading in the wrong direction just because the other party's in control of the White House.
Right. There is a certain crowd there. And I've never been a guy who roots for the economy to be bad when my party is out of power so that we can get back in power. I don't live my life. I want the economy to always be good. That's what I would like.
I've got to admit, I'm fine with disastrous economic numbers for like October and November.
1 month of really bad news.
And turn it around. Can you get that? Can you order that somewhere?
I was looking at this overall chart, and then I'll move off the dismal science of economics that they had in the Wall Street Journal yesterday about how we have a bigger share. The United States has a bigger share of the world GDP than we've had in a long time, many, many years. China's is going down. Just so the United States has a giant chunk of the entire world GDP,
uh-huh.
Which is really interesting. That's not what people were predicting a while back. We kick ass looking at this chart. It's amazing how dominant we are. The European Union was ahead of us from this chart. Only goes back to 2005, but the European Union had a bigger chunk of the GDP of the world than the U.S. until 2015. Since then, the lines crossed and we are bigger and they are smaller, and they're headed south. China's headed south. Japan is headed south. Only India is growing, but way, 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 way down there. So we're still dominant.
Right. But I read the same article and they said there are two reasons why that's the case. One is encouraging.
We're smarter people and we're better people.
And God loves America.
That's it. Providence.
They're not Rhode Island, like God looking out for us. That's Providence. Two reasons, one encouraging, one worrisome. The encouraging reason is that structurally, we're built for innovation. Big tech stocks, artificial intelligence, boosting productivity, which is output per worker. We're really good at that. Also, the price of what we export, notably natural gas, has risen more than the price of the stuff we tend to import. And in Europe, the opposite has happened. They import a ton of energy. Of course, Joe Biden is trying to make us energy dependent, but we'll put that aside for the moment. The second, though, they made clear, more worrisome reason for stronger U.S. growth is government borrowing, including Donald Trump's 2018 tax cuts, bipartisan COVID relief in 2020, Biden's 2021 stimulus. In fact, Washington continues to inject stimulus with different labels. And U.S. deficits have run roughly 2% of GDP higher than the IMF expected back in late 2022. In other words, we're borrowing so much money so fast and pumping it into the economy. That's why the economy's growing so fast. It's Hunter Biden on a Coke binge, but nobody wants to hear it. Nobody's running on it. Nobody writes about it. Well, I guess I just read somebody writing about it. Few people are writing about it.
Right.
So I'll shut up.
That's interesting.
We're heading for a disaster. We are that damn boat about to collapse that bridge in Baltimore, and it's obvious to anyone looking at it. Nobody cares. Now I'll stop.
So then I got into with this smart, successful guy. We just got started talking about AI, and it just occurred to me when you're talking about how we have, you know, we export this that's going up, they import that's going down. That all could change in like a year or two when AI becomes the number one thing, and whoever's got the best and the most of that is the economy that is flourishing and taking off. Then you're going to have to deal with the nobody working or anything like that. I saw some stuff yesterday with AI that will eliminate so many jobs that it was just blew my mind. And yeah.
What level jobs? What economic strata are we talking about?
I don't know.
Middle class-ish?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Middle management sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I have no idea. I don't think there's probably ever been a parenting generation that had less idea what their kids are heading into than right now. I'm not trying to do the my time is worse than anybody else's thing that everybody has done through history, but there's just nobody's got a clue what their kids are heading into in terms of a world of how you would prepare yourself to make a living.
Sure, the career advice, educational advice of old is now maybe completely useless. Certainly it could be.
Damn close to completely worthless, I think. We have no idea what skills are still going to be marketable at all, if very many, or if the vast majority of parents like me are going to send their kids into a world where you don't work. You're getting that guaranteed income thing with AI keeping the economy afloat. And maybe the only thing I should be teaching them is how to have a purpose in life. Maybe that's the only thing I should be teaching them, and not worried about STEM or anything else. AI is going to do all that.
I certainly could argue, as a fan of a liberal arts education, that that's the answer. Learn about a wide range of things. Explore the world. Explore your own abilities, and find the things that turn you on or excite you or intrigue you or whatever. Because if you have a narrowly focused education, with a couple of exceptions, we'll always need engineers to implement the technical stuff that even if a computer spits it out, a computer's not going to build a bridge and inspect it.
Bridge inspector, that's what I'll tell both my kids. You're going to grow up to be bridge inspectors.
I'm afraid you're taking me too literally here. But in a narrow educational focus, you could find yourself completely useless. Of course, I found myself completely useless in most situations. Anyway, good luck, y'all.
Joe Getty's advice, good luck.
Also, what do you want out of me?
We got to start the show officially. I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty on this. It is Thursday, April the 25th, year 2024. Life will not be a bore in 24. We're Armstrong and Getty, and we approve of this program.
The show begins officially now, according to FCC rules and regs at Mark.
Folks, imagine what we can do next. Four more years.
Four more years. Four more years. Four more years. Four more years. Four more years. Four more years.
Are you ready?
So, most people are using that clip to point out the fact that he said four more years, pause, which is what it said on the teleprompter. I would like to point out that this is the first time there's been a chant of four more years where there's zero chance the person's going to be alive in 4 years. So the chance yes. should be at least another year and a half, at least another year and a half or something like that. Because actuarially speaking, four more years ain't going to happen.
The layers of horrible here are astounding. You can talk about the candidates all you want, but the fact that one of the candidates is old and senile and can't possibly last 4 years, and his VP, his vice president, is one of the most dunderheaded, talentless, charisma-free jackasses to hold any office in the history of the country.
Come on,
it's just another layer of you shut up. It's just another layer of misery. Is this really happening? Is this a bad dream? Somebody wake me.
Okay, mailbag's on the way. How does it look? Good? Great.
Fine,
text line is 415-295. KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at PurdueGlobal.edu.
Trump is back in court. College kids continue to be nuts. We'll have updates on all that stuff.
Campus madness, gender-bending madness, too much madness. Down this road lies madness. No Jonathan doubt. Turley warned us about that. Yeah.
No doubt.
Here's your freedom-loving quote of the day from Friedrich Hayek, sent along by Joe in Weymouth, Massachusetts. By the way, his sign-off jack is K-H-H-T-P-H-P-T-F-O. Keep having Henry tell pro-Hamas protesters to F off.
Oh, wow.
Joe, brilliant, buddy. But he loves this Hayek quote as much as I do. The more the state plans, the more difficult planning becomes for the individual. Talking about the government interference in the economy. Mm. I'm reminded of my favorite Ayn Rand quote about when money flows to those who deal not in goods, but in favors, in pull. And influence your society's corrupt. Well, it is. Ayn, thanks for the advice. Mailbag.
Woohoo.
You can email us, mailbag at armstrongandgetty.com. On the topic of university indoctrination, Al Anonymous has a good example to share. He says, my oldest is at UC San Diego. The two key things here to observe. One, obfuscation. Two, indoctrination. She was required, like all her students, to take a class called Synthesis. Read the short descriptions. It obviously should be called progressive climate activism through an anti-racist lens. But when kids tell parents, like mine told me, I'm up to an A-minus in my Synthesis class, you think, hey, great job. Not, wow, you're really become a great progressive collectivist. Anyway, she showed me a question from her midterm exam, multiple choice. Given the state of climate change and how we combat it, A, personal responsibility and individual action are required. B, collective action, protests and political organization is required. C, both personal and collective action are required. Or D, neither personal or collective action, etc. The correct answer, which feels Orwellian to say in this context, is C, of course. We are literally teaching our young people to be progressive activists, then wondering why our bridges are closed.
Wow. That is something.
Not how to think, what to think.
That's
every minute in every class.
That's educating a kid. That's hilarious and disturbing.
Yeah. Yeah, got a lot of great email, but we're about out of time, aren't we, Michael? Or what do we have?
You got about a minute.
Oh, we do. Okay. Mike in the Bay Area points out that Colombia's president, Manoush Shafiq, is an Egyptian-American Muslim. She was educated in Cairo and London, etc. If anyone thinks she's not supportive of the pro-terrorist protesters, they're delusional. These so-called educators aren't interested in stopping the protests, but by default support them. Ivy League colleges have become a joke. The main thing I want to read from his email is, of note, my mom's family is Egyptian and Catholic. Not a single one of them support the Palestinians because they know what will happen to Christians in the Middle East if groups like Hamas win.
Mm.
And that is one of the greatest illustrations of the depths of stupidity of these young protesters. Everything they believe in would be crushed, literally crushed, physically murdered by Hamas. The second Hamas took charge, gay rights, women's rights, free speech rights, all of it. The second their side won, they'd be dead. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it really is. A lot more on the way, and update you on a couple of different big stories, so stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at PurdueGlobal.edu.
Black Maga, Black Maga. Donald Trump, yeah, that's my president. Woo! Donald Trump, the first black president. Ever seen a black patriot? Yeah, we exist. The Democrats use my color just to stay rich. Indict my president, you might as well indict me too. Call me your Uncle Tom, but really, what Obama do? Not a damn thing, Trump was just that Chick-fil-A. Taking flicks with my people, he really showing flex. Hey, Joe Biden, yeah, I really want to tell you something. Poor kids is just as talented as white kids in this country.
Okay, what is this?
This is Black MAGA, a rapper, pro-Trump rapper.
And it's a real person, not a AI creation?
Oh, I'm pretty sure it's a real person, isn't it?
Okay.
Donald Trump the guesting there.
I just heard
Black MAGA featuring DJT.
I just heard this morning there's some popular streaming Tupac song that is AI created that Tupac's estate has had to try to get a cease and desist on because it's not real and they're making money off. But good luck with that. I mean,
that's mind blowing.
It is.
It would take so much talent and time to do that last year.
Right, right.
A convincing new Tupac song in his style, his rap style, just as his vocal cords, sounding like his vocal cords, his production team.
But let me since we're on this topic.
Sure.
So I had a guy yesterday show me how he's making radio commercials right now. Speaking of last year, it used to take somebody, you know, a couple hours and get paid for it. He said, this is how I make a radio commercial now. He put in the website and like the name of the business and length of the commercial and picked from a variety of voices. Like, you want a guy with a British accent, you want a woman who sounds sexy, you want those like 50 choices. And then what kind of tone you want. You want aggressive, you want hard sale, you want soft sale, you want comedic, you want whatever, did that. And then about 30 seconds later, out came a commercial that was perfectly good, professional, good enough to air anywhere you would air a commercial.
Holy cow.
I mean, I have paid many a monthly rent on doing that very thing at radio stations throughout my life. And now a computer can do it in about 30 seconds and do a very good job. And if you send it to the client and they say, I don't know, it's a little this or that, you just
want to emphasize this or that.
Yeah. You change it and then you have a brand new one 30 seconds later.
Wow. Was that a platform that all of us are familiar with as consumers, or is it unique to the radio business?
I think it's just, I think it's a platform that anybody could access. But so I thought the challenging one, I said, try to have it do humor, because that's a harder thing than just straight. And it was plenty good enough. I mean, it was disturbing.
Wow.
It disturbed me.
I'm disturbed.
I actually walked out of his office rattled. There was something, and I don't even know what it is. There was something about the fact that it wasn't a human being that did that. Because you could have showed me, we hired this new guy, Fred, and he can do a commercial so fast, I wouldn't have been as near as troubled by that.
The fact
that there are other more talented people wouldn't bother me. The fact that there's like a non-human being that can do something I've done a million times for profit and can do it faster and better than me, just like it hurt my brain somehow.
Right. It's like coming across a talking dog. That freaked the hell out of you. You know, I'm reminded, it's kind of the flip side of the coin of the discussion we had a while back about how good movie monsters are mostly human, but then there's a twist, and that freaks us out as human beings. Well, to have a non-human doing something precisely as a human would do, it freaks us out for whatever reason.
Yeah, you're right. It's funny. I hadn't even thought about it till just right now, this moment. Whenever I see those pictures of fake models and then I'm told it's AI, it's not attractive to me anyway. It like weirds me out a little bit. There's something like get away that frightens me about it.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree.
I don't know. So maybe that will be the downfall of AI. Human beings will not accept it when they know it's, I don't know. I have no idea. All I know is one segment of my industry that used to be a way to make a living is gone. Gone and never coming back. And probably many segments of many industries. I mean, I've literally...
Oh, my God. Coronavirus.
I've literally made many years of my car payments and house payments doing exactly what that program did yesterday, and in many cases, not as well. But me.
Yeah, yeah.
Flipping disturbing.
Katie just reminded me of the Uncanny Valley, which is... the Uncanny Valley effect is a hypothesized psychological and aesthetic relation between an object's degree of resemblance to a human being and the emotional response to the object. Okay, I need to read more about that, but examples of the phenomenon exist along robotics, 3D computer animations, and lifelike dolls.
Okay, so we do have some design in our psychology to be repelled by.
Oh, here it is. The Uncanny Valley hypothesis predicts that an entity appearing almost human will risk eliciting eerie feelings in viewers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There wasn't even a human to appear, but it was the fact that this was not a human that did something humans do gave me that kind of oogie feeling. Weird.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the future lies before us, Jack.
Thank you for that. Are you preparing for a high school graduation speech?
Yeah, I am. Because, well, no, I'm sorry. It's been canceled because of the protests as colleges are struggling. They know their graduation ceremonies are going to be a poop show.
Right.
I'm trying to figure out how to do it because they actually sympathize with the young communists who are tearing apart our campuses.
Oh, wow. How many graduations? USC couldn't have a graduation right now.
Well, they couldn't have their speaker anyway, so they're just going to show up and say, hey, everybody gets a diploma. Alvin Albertson.
You think they could even fill Memorial Stadium? You're not going to have a gazillion protesters out front stopping any cars from getting in? Or
ask them, not me. They're having the ceremonies.
There's no way, you're going to be able to pull that off.
Well, it's going to be a poop show.
Unless you have tremendous security and do things you haven't so far been willing to do.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's the rub right there. But there's part of me that thinks you can't give in to these stupid, jackass, neo-Marxist twit kids. You got to go ahead. You got to try it. Well, screw it up.
They're not having classes. I would consider the classes more important than the graduation ceremony. They're not even having classes at a lot of colleges right now.
So what's your argument? Finally, cancel graduation ceremonies because you're afraid of them, or you're afraid of what will happen?
I just don't think it's going to happen. I don't think they're going to be able to pull it off unless they change their tune at all these colleges across the country. Unless you're actually going to finally start doing what you should have done weeks ago, there's no way you're having a graduation ceremony.
All right. Well, we have lots to say on that topic. Also, a preview of the big Supreme Court hearing today about presidential immunity, specifically Donald J. But this will set a precedent that will affect presidents for centuries.
Yeah. And depending on how they rule, you can go back through time and see how Lincoln could have been prosecuted. Kennedy could have been prosecuted. Lots of presidents through history could have been prosecuted if depending on the ruling on this immunity.
Oh, yeah, you don't even need to be like a highly skilled historian or lawyer or anything like that. It's obvious. It'd be easy. So we'll talk about that in a moment or two. Why don't we break on time for once in our lives and have plenty of time?
Katie's Corner on the way. Katie Green, the news machine. Oh, shoot.
Well, I got to get to Trump. When am I going to get to Trump?
I don't know. Sometime.
You and your damn AI stuff.
Yeah.
You can't shut him up, Michael. Have you noticed? It comes up and he goes off.
I was chilled. Michael, I don't think they can replace you. I'm pretty sure they can't replace you.
I hope not.
I don't think we can be replaced.
Hang on a second. I got my ChatGPT open right here. How can I stop Jack from talking about you?
But everybody has got to be running through their head, can my job be done better by AI or at all? Or maybe two-thirds as good but much cheaper, because sometimes it may not have to be as good.
Right. Oh, yes. We've seen that in certain industries.
Yeah. Hanson, they can't replace you. Katie, nobody can replace you. So I think we're all safe. Some of you out there looking out in the newsroom. Some of you.
Oh, boy.
Get Katie's headlines coming up.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The Senate passed a $95 billion military aid package for our allies, Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. President Biden signed it into law. It's interesting, not only does the bill send money and weapons, it also requires the Chinese company that owns TikTok to either sell it in a year or be banned nationwide, which is terrifying. I mean, without TikTok, where will I watch videos of wealthy teenagers crying in their cars?
I don't know how many of you all use TikTok. For some reason, it occurred to me today. I was trying to picture if it was YouTube, because I don't use TikTok. So this is just all academic to me. But like, if I found out YouTube was going away next week, that would impact my life. I use YouTube every day.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people use TikTok every single day for a variety of things.
Yeah, sure, it would. I tend to be fairly unsympathetic to Chinese surveillance / propaganda tools and people who love them.
How it'll impact the users, just that there are a lot of people that will be a lifestyle change.
Oh, yeah, millions and millions. Absolutely true. So Congress has passed that law. Joe Biden, the ancient president, if you haven't heard that clip, we'll play it for you again, expected to sign it. But then what happens? Well, what happens is loads and loads of lawsuits and a lot of confusion. It's going to be a royal mess, predicted one tech scholar at Harvard. Said Jeff Kosef, associate professor of cybersecurity at the Naval Academy, I think there's one certainty: there will be litigation, probably First Amendment litigation. The company's expected to say that a forced sale could violate its users' free speech rights because the new owner could change the app's content policies, reshape what users are able to share. So they're leaning on the American Constitution hard. The irony there is rich as a nice dish of General Tso's chicken. That's unbelievable. The ACLU may join the legal fight. Then you've got the question of, okay, you're selling me TikTok. Do I get the algorithms or don't I? Do I get the employees? There are thousands of them, or don't I? And all those employees use Chinese software for all of their systems. And for all we know, that Chinese software might include clever workarounds so that if something like this ever happens, the Chinese government continues to get the information.
Ah, right.
And nobody's quite sure. And it's unclear if ByteDance would consider selling TikTok's entire global footprint or just the U.S. operations, which are 7,000 employees. So nobody's really sure how the heck it would work anyway.
One quick headline that just came out before we get to Katie's headlines. Harvey Weinstein's felony sex crime conviction overturned by New York's highest court. Which I remember after he got convicted, you know, for however many years, 25 years or whatever, and he's old. So it was basically a life sentence in New York. We all thought now he's got to go to L.A. What are they doing in L.A.? What's the point? Well, it's a good thing they did, because that's what's going to keep him in prison right now. The fact that he's been convicted on all those the separate rapes in L.A. because they're starting over on the thing in New York. And who knows how it'll turn out this time. So I guess it was worth prosecuting him in all of those crimes.
Yeah, the New York court said the judge made significant mistakes and that it was an unfair trial. They didn't rule on the merits of whether he was guilty or not, of course.
Can you imagine if that monster had actually gotten out? Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, it's conceivable he will, but we'll find out, I guess. Let's figure out who's reporting what. Around the wide world of news, it's the lead story with Katie Green. Katie?
Thank you, guys. From ABC News, National Enquirer's David Pecker to resume testimony on Trump hush money trial day 7 after telling jurors he was Trump's eyes and ears.
Yeah, none of that. And if you're kind of interested in how behind the scenes of presidential elections, I guess it's interesting. None of the things that are discussed so far are anything within 100 miles of crimes, though. I just don't get it.
And they're weaving a tapestry of evidence.
And the salacious coverage. He paid her, he had sex with her, and they wouldn't print the story. None of that's a crime! Beside the fact, hey, all you media people that didn't cover the Hunter laptop story for just different reasons than being cut a check, you had a political motive. You squashed a story, too. It happens in presidential elections. So maddening to me.
Clickbait.
From NBC News. Parents of injured Israeli-American hostage say Hamas video offered painful proof of life.
Holy cow, if he's still alive. So Hamas released a video yesterday of an American who nobody had heard from in 200-some days. Nobody had any idea if he was still alive or not. Of course, still don't know if he's alive. Don't know when the video was taken. Missing an arm. He was at that concert and got taken and had his arm blown off, and who knows how he's been treated all this time.
I think it's worth mentioning that a bunch of innocent, unarmed civilians were hiding in a room, and the Hamas guy threw a grenade in there, and it blew off this kid's arm, killed innumerable others. That's your heroes, college kids, right there. Cowards.
I think it's interesting that there are American hostages, and nobody says anything about it. Never gets
Remember old Brittany Griner, who was held in Russia for a cup of coffee? The country came to a halt. We've got, what, 4, 5, 6 Americans being held by Hamas right now. Nobody has any time to talk about it. It's unbelievable.
From Breitbart.com, Joe Biden's latest billions for Ukraine could build entire U.S. border wall.
Yeah, that's true. It's true. It's absolutely true. But the U.S. government does 57,000 different things. Juxtaposing those two is not an argument. They could build a wall today. Never mind Ukraine.
From Bloomberg, airlines must now pay automatic refunds for canceled flights.
Yeah, it's something Pete Buttigieg was trying to get through.
Edge, they say. And now, we ought to get into that story later.
And refunds in cash, not just credit. Is that what I understand?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they have to give you your money back.
From the Wall Street Journal, U.S. fertility rate falls to record low. Fewer babies were born in the year 2023 than any year since 1979.
I saw that headline and immediately thought, yes, it was disco.
Disco ruined it. Nobody could have sex.
You're too tired from dancing, too sweaty. Nobody wanted to get together. Birth rate fell. I wanted to get into that story. Also, a really interesting story about retirement. So both ends of the circle of life a little later on.
From Fox News. Secret Service agent on Kamala Harris's detail removed from assignment after physical fight with other agents while on duty.
How the hell does that happen?
The guy was so humiliated by having to guard such a jackass that it made him resentful. And the other guys picked on him. Hey, are you the guy guarding a jackass? And he finally had enough, so he fought some of his buddies.
And finally, the Babylon Bee. L.A. mayor's podium stolen during news conference touting drop in crime.
Yeah. Hey, why did Brittany Griner, the WNBA star being held in Russia, get so much attention compared to these hostages? Being held by Hamas, where you actually have to worry about them being raped, tortured, and killed. Nobody was actually thinking that could happen to Brittany Griner.
No. Well, it's that the lefty media is very, very sympathetic to Hamas because of the victim oppressor idiotic worldview. Look at the bombing of that hospital. How quickly they reported that it was clearly the IDF doing this. Wasn't at all.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.